Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Whether you want to grow your business or connect with like-minded professionals, the South Haven Chamber offers over 80 events throughout the year. Are you under 40? Join South Haven Young Professionals, a dynamic group of emerging leaders who support and inspire one another on their professional journeys. The South Haven Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to helping your business thrive by providing resources, building connections, and fostering community support. Join us today. Visit southhavenchamber.com to learn more. The South Haven Chamber, where relationships create commerce.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hi, I'm Kristen, your host of the South Haven Business Beat. Thank you for joining us for another episode where we talk all about small business and careers and professional development. Today, I have the privilege of interviewing Mr. John Maddox. He is the owner of Tropical Getaways. He is a travel agent extraordinaire and will help you navigate all things Caribbean and travel. Thank you for joining us, Mr. John.
Thank you for having me.
So you have been in business for 5 years. This is a huge milestone.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I started my business in February of 2020, which is when the whole world of travel shut down. And I came out of the IT space. So this was a completely different world for me. I'd always been in what we call B2B or business to business sales and things like that. And now I'm B2C, business to consumer. And how I kind of got into it was thanks to David Gross, who did an on the menu luncheon for the chamber, where he challenged all of us to do something different, do something outside the box. And I had just returned from a cruise and fell in love with it. It was my very first one, and decided that I wanted everybody deserved a vacation. And so I took David's words to heart and started a travel business. And March the 13th, the first wave of cancellations came in and the world closed down. But I had an advantage being new because I didn't have anybody traveling. I didn't have anybody in the world. So I literally got to learn a new skill from the ground up. So it was a blessing in some ways.
That is truly a blessing, because I know with everything shut down, we were all in our homes. You had people baking bread. You had people reading books that they had never gotten around to reading. I know my bookshelf, I just knocked off every single one of them. And in regards to the cruising, I'm not surprised at all that you completely changed careers, because everybody says all it takes is one and then you're completely hooked. And I am hooked 100%.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. It does. It just takes that first one. And for me, it was the experience of being disconnected, right? And being in IT for so long, it was hard because you never got a break. You never got a vacation. The phone is always on your side. And not just that, but it's always on. You know, I always say I didn't get the pleasure of just using my phone as a camera for all those years. So that's what kind of brought me in. And I always say that I offer vacations and not trips. Trips to me are these once in a lifetime bucket list, you know, Antarctica or African safari. I offer a chance for groups and families and couples to just go out, recharge their batteries, and come back and kind of just get away from life for just a little bit. And cruising and all-inclusives are a great way to do that.
So when you are talking about cruising and all-inclusive and just getting away, what is your favorite part about helping people plan those trips?
When they come home and tell me their core memory that they got from that trip, because that's one of the things on my little, I guess you would call it, post-mortem for the trip. One of my questions is, what is your favorite memory from the trip? And I think it is just when people come back and say, I feel like now I can go back to work, or the kids are back in school and we can kind of get back in our rhythm. And it's helping people that, look, we all have these tremendously stressful careers. And even if you're a mom that stays at home, kids are running here, there, and everywhere. So it is just that chance. My favorite thing is when people come back and say, I got to relax. I got to spend time with my kids or my husband or my significant other, whatever that might be and what that looks like. And the cool thing is relaxation looks different to everybody. Some people go on a cruise and they want to do every activity on the ship. When they're in port, they go to they try to put these big excursions, and when they're all inclusive, they're running through, if it's Mexico or whatever, they're running around Mexico doing all these excursions. And some people tell me, I just want to go sit on a beach and not make a decision. And so my joy is when they come back and say, that was perfect. That was exactly what we needed. I needed, I feel more connected to my family, or we got to actually relax for 5 days.
I love that. Everybody that you meet is so happy to see you. It's like the florist in town. Nobody's ever sad when they're getting ready for a cruise or when they're coming back.
Well, you know, they say that there are studies that have actually shown that planning and thinking about your vacation are more beneficial from a mental health standpoint than actually going. Because, look, we all need something to look forward to as we go through the steps of our daily life. And that's one of the great things about a vacation and what I do. You don't have to plan. You're as involved in that as you want to be. I tell people my job is twofold. I can do everything for you except get you packed and get you to the airport on time. That's it. Everything else I take care of. And so if you're, again, back to that busy thing, you've got two kids, you've got one in basketball, one that swims. So now you don't have to worry about any of the planning or whatever. That's the one I get, too, is like, I'm looking for all-inclusive, and I go online, and there's, in Mexico, there are 487. So I look online, and I don't know what this one does. I don't know what that one looks like. I don't know how long I should stay. So that's the joy I get, too, is helping people kind of narrow things down. But I have some people that call me up, and they go, hey, I want to go to this resort. I want to go these days. I just want you to put everything into the package for me. I want you to book the air, the transfers, but here's the resort I want. So,
and I know watching your Facebook page for your business that you are truly an expert in Caribbean travel because you are always going and doing. And it's not, hey, I'm going on vacation. You literally go to these resorts, you check out all of the amenities, you check out all the extras, and you have a true working knowledge of a lot of them, being able to say, I recommend this, or this was the best thing about that. What led you to really go that extra mile? Because I know a lot of travel agents, they know about them, but they don't know about them.
Well, I think my big thing, you know, probably of all the questions I ask someone is, what type of vibe are you looking for? Because cruises and all-inclusives are the same with that. There's something literally for everyone out there. And if I don't go to Breathless Soul in Cancun, I don't know that it's a big party resort. So I wouldn't want to send two honeymooners there that are looking for a quiet, chill, laid-back honeymoon. I know that El Dorado Maroma is a quiet, chill place. So I don't want to send a group of four guys on a bachelor party there. So that to me is what's important is you can't get a feel for somewhere looking at pictures. Because if you think about it, the resorts and the cruise lines, they're not going to take pictures of a dirty room or of a gram-packed pool. If you look at all these different pictures, there's nobody at the resort. Now, truth be told, that should tell you right there, okay, this isn't real. But if you don't go and experience, and you don't even have to stay, but just go and walk around for the day and do what we call site inspections, where they take you and show you rooms and they show you the restaurants. That's how you get a feel for a resort or a cruise line, frankly, is by actually going and doing it. I just don't feel like I can do my clients a service if I haven't experienced it. Or the other benefit in our community, we say community over competition all the time, is if I haven't, because I haven't gone to every resort. There's probably 1,000 of them in the Caribbean. Like I said, I think it's close to 500 in Mexico, and then you've got Dominican, Jamaica. So either I've been or I know somebody who's been, and I'm friends with that person enough to say, hey, I'm thinking about these resorts. What do you think would be right for this type of person? So it's about knowing those sorts of things. And if you don't, especially as what I tell new travel advisors, research, learn, but don't try to, we're going to talk about this later, but don't try to learn everything, which was one of the mistakes I made when I started. But if go and experience it when you can, but do not treat it like a vacation. It is a look at it as a work trip, because you are going to learn and experience the resort so that when you come home, you have a client, you go, hey, Kristen, I know you guys were talking about going to this resort. I just saw the best match possible for you this week. Or sending a past client a note saying, hey, I know you guys did XYZ last time, but I think you should really check out this cruise or this resort.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about the fact that you have so many travel agents. While it's great that you all have that community feel, because I know a lot of businesses, they don't. They do see other people in the industry as competitors and not someone that you could bring along and build your businesses together. But what does set you apart from some of the other travel agents? What things that you feel that you bring to the table that maybe some of the others don't, or some of the difficulties even that maybe you've experienced being one in a thousand?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of the points about that are, and I always joke about this, I'm an acquired taste. I'm not for everybody. My personality doesn't mess with everybody. And I'm not degrading myself. It's just, you know, some people match some people and some don't. And I think that's one of the things is I believe everybody deserves a vacation. A lot of travel advisors out there focus on the high ticket, you know, high value vacations or trips. I don't focus on Disney because I don't feel like I can do a good enough job for a client with Disney, but there are certainly Disney focused advisors out there that I refer business to. But I think one of the things that sets me apart too is I'm everyman. I don't use big words. I don't use travel jargon. It's where you want to go. What are you looking to invest? How long you want to be gone? Small talk. I really try to build relationships with my clients. I try not to be transactional. And I think that's one thing that a lot of agents are you call me, I give you the resort, you pay, you give me your credit card, I pay for it, and you never hear from them again. Or it's not, hey, how are the kids? How are the wife? Just little things, sending thank you cards, remembering the kid's birthday. Now, full transparency, that's what a CRM is for, right? I don't have to remember all that, but just remembering that Doug's kid's birthday is March 15th and just sending a little note, hey, tell Joe happy birthday, you know, or whatever. And I think that's one thing that a lot of agents miss out on is that ability to build those relationships and not focus on the transaction.
I think that really does set you apart, having known you for as long as I have now and you being as active in the chamber as you are. Relationships, and that's what we preach in the chamber, is that's our motto. Relationships create commerce. And if you go and you do meet the people and you put forth the effort, the rest of it will come and it'll take care of itself. I want to dig a little deeper and talk a little bit more about finding out where your passions lie, what things that you can do to set yourself apart, and just some of the things that people can look for when they're getting ready to plan and book those. But we want to take a quick break for just a moment because we need to go and thank our sponsors at the South Haven Business Beat, because we couldn't do what we do without them and their support. So stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat, where I am sitting down with Mr. John Maddox of Tropical Getaways, and we are talking about all things cruising and all-inclusive resorts. So if you need a break from all of the hustle and bustle of your business world, this is the guy you need to call because he can help you have the most relaxing time possible or just get away and have the best party time of your life. So you're just the man. We were talking before about all-inclusives and cruising and what you're looking for, whether you want to do the party scene and all the activities and all the fun stuff versus relaxing on a beach somewhere. So I know that both places have the potential to offer both things, but what are some of the pros and cons of choosing one over the other, cruising versus all-inclusives? Because I know I've cruised, but I personally, I've never been to an all-inclusive resort. So I don't really know what I'm missing or what I'm benefiting by just cruising.
So a couple big differences are with cruise. If you are a person that wants a vacation and you say, John, I just want to go sit on a beach and have somebody bring me drinks and food all day.
Yes, sir.
Then an all-inclusive might be a better choice because you're not moving. You don't have to move. You literally can go to the same beach, the same chairs every single day, have the same waiter every single day at the beach, just bring you food and drink to the beach, and then you go, you eat a gourmet dinner or gourmet lunch, whatever it is, and you can go back to your room, get a good night's rest, and do it all over again tomorrow. So to me, that is one of the primary advantages of an all-inclusive is you unpack once, you're in the same spot, and you, the other thing is you leave your wallet in the safe. You're not, you know, not being nickel and dimed. I certainly encourage gratuities, but you're not being nickel and dimed for this, that, and the other. It's right there in the name. It's all-inclusive. So you can really go, I have $3,500 to spend. Well, I know that my package with my flights, my transfers and my resort were $3,347. Now, if you want to go to the spa or you want to upgrade your alcohol package or whatever it is, or you want to go to one of the restaurants that does have a charge, you can certainly do that. But otherwise, your budget is pretty set. And that way you can, to me, you can kind of plan a little better. But that's one of my jobs, too, is I give clients that want to cruise and say, hey, well, now here's this. The drink package is this, the spa price is this way, so on and so forth. To me, the big advantage of cruising is I want to see multiple places over multiple days. Yes, it's very hard to get a real feel for a place in a 8-hour port stop, but you can kind of look at something and go, you know what, I really want to come back to St. Martin. I really want to spend 4 or 5 days in Belize or in Costa Rica, wherever that is. Cozumel, where whatever the stop is, you get kind of a feel for the culture and the vibe, and you go, you know what, this is somewhere I'd want to go again, or you know what, I wouldn't really have any interest in coming back here. So I think, you know, cruising, I think you have loyalties to both, but to me, if you were thinking about an all-inclusive and you don't know where you want to go, a cruise is a great way to kind of figure that out and say, you know what, my cruise to the Dominican Republic was awesome. I want to come back to an all-inclusive. So cruising also, to me, the other thing about cruising is, especially with families, I would never say turn your kids loose, but it's a ship. It's only so big. They can only go so far. And this is true of both, but there's something to do on a cruise for everybody. You're a cruiser. You know that.
Yes.
My wife and I, we cruise entirely differently when we're together. She loves to sit on the Serenity Adults Only deck. I'm playing trivia. I'm watching this, doing that, learning how to do the Thriller dance. And then at night, she wants to go to comedy. I'm a piano bar person. So there's something even within just the two of us. We cruise completely differently, but we still meet up for dinner. We still have lunch together. So that to me is another thing with cruising is it's a very confined, so to speak, area. So people can just kind of move away. And if the kids want to send the kids to the kids club, you can do that. If the kids are going to be at the pool all day or the slides, then you can go relax and do whatever you want to do. So those are just a couple of the advantages and disadvantages. And cruising, the one knock that people give to me is, gosh, I feel like every time I turn around, something costs extra. Cruise lines, I think, are moving away from that, especially in your more upscale cruise lines are really trying to move to more of that all-inclusive model. But yeah, that's probably the downside to cruising is it can feel a little hard to prepare or budget for sometimes.
Got you. I think I really do need to see a video of you learning to do the Thriller dance. Any chance somebody got documentation of that?
No, no. That was a made sure I was actually cruising solo when I did that. And if you're familiar with Seinfeld, it looked very much like Elaine trying to dance. It was not a pretty scene.
Awesome. Yeah. That makes me sad now. Okay. I love it. Okay. Does that mean that there's not a whole lot of all-inclusives that are family-oriented? Like if I got littles running around?
Oh, no, there are. There are plenty of those. And even within brands, there can be an all-inclusive that is family-friendly that may not have a water park for the kids or that may not have a kids club or just they have one, but it's just more of a babysitting service. But yes, there are tons of family-friendly all-inclusives. But it is kind of funny that it's almost flipped. There's only actually one true adults-only cruise line, that's Virgin Voyages, but everything else is family-friendly. But there are probably more adults. I would say there are probably more adults-only all-inclusives than there are family-friendly ones, especially that's true pretty much just within the products I sell. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but that's just within the brands that I sell. There's probably more adults-only, but that's not to say there are not some amazing, especially brands like Dreams that are out there that have these amazing lazy rivers and these huge water parks with these big slides. So yeah, there's plenty of family-friendly. It's just resorts tend to be a little bigger, a little more spread out. But yeah, something for everybody. You know, if your kids love water slides, yeah, the Iberostar Complex in Riviera Maya. There's, I like to say, most of your Dreams resorts have water slides and lazy rivers and all this cool stuff for kids to do. So it's just really a matter of parenting. You know, to me, if you have littles, like littles, maybe a cruise is a better shot because they can't really get away from you. But if you have teens, all-inclusives might be good for you because there's stuff for them to do. They don't have to just sit with mom and dad on the beach all day.
Yeah. So
as cool as you guys are as parents.
They definitely don't want to hang out. It's trust, their vacation too.
Trust me, bruh. Yeah. They want to get away from you.
Ooh, don't do that. Oh, cringe.
Yeah.
Okay. What is kind of the importance for you as far as your target market and how you say, you know, you focus on Caribbean versus the others. What is the importance in that?
So from a business perspective, again, speaking maybe a little bit to new agents, you have to know your product. So you have to do something you're comfortable with. And, you know, just in a different perspective, if you don't like selling car parts, then don't work at AutoZone, right? Like if you enjoy being a florist, you don't want to work at AutoZone. If you enjoy making people happy and being around people all day, you don't want to be in the lost luggage department at the airport. So that's why I chose cruising and all-inclusives because it's partially what I enjoy. And it's what I feel like that's more attainable to a lot of people than when they think vacation, they're thinking Europe or they're thinking Hawaii and they're thinking tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And it doesn't have to be that way. So that's why I think identifying your niche and your target market early and what are you passionate about? That's not to say I'm not passionate about Europe, but that's not to say I won't book somebody to Europe. I don't like Disney. I've never been. I'm not passionate about. And that is one of those products that I believe you have to have a real passion to sell because there's so many little pieces to that. For me, just starting out, I fell into the Caribbean because frankly, that was the lowest hanging fruit, right? Like it's easy to learn about resorts and all-inclusives and cruises because there's just not as much to it until you get in the weeds and you're like brands and so on and so forth. So I just think it has to be what you're passionate about. You spoke of it earlier, kind of what you're experienced with. I struggle with Europe. I've never been. I don't have an overwhelming desire to go. But I have partners in destination that I can lean on to make sure, hey, Chad and Kristen are going to have an amazing European vacation over these 10 days because I have somebody over there that has my back. Versus booking that on your own, where you get over there, you don't speak French, or you go to Greece and you miss the last ferry of the day, and now you're stuck. You don't have any way to get back over, so.
Yeah. Well, over the past 5 years, which I know you've been affiliated with the chamber much longer than 5 years, but...
Not too much.
Not too much longer. Sorry. But, so I ask everybody that comes on the podcast and is a guest here with us, what is one or two things that you think you've benefited or gained or whatever values you've seen by being a member of the chamber? How has it helped your business and affected what you do?
So I always say that the chamber is the only investment I've ever made that's paid for itself dozens and dozens of times over. The friendships I've developed, even beyond just clients, the actual friendships I've developed, because again, right, this is about relationships. This is not about transactions. This is about relationships creating commerce. You can't get relationships anywhere else like you develop in a chamber of commerce, especially a more local to you chamber of commerce. Now, you can get into some of the huge ones and you don't really get that, but in these smaller, more local chambers, you really get to develop those relationships. The other thing is, and Debbie used to say this all the time, the chamber sings your song. I don't have to tell everybody, you know, I don't have to know that this new couple that just moved into the town that started a dry cleaning business ask about a travel agent. I don't have to know that they're asking that because they ask you, and Debbie or you or Chantel says, hey, call John, or the chamber does a great job of making those introductions, you know, and it really doesn't matter what type of business it is. There's, and back to, you know, we're talking about why there's so many agents. There's plenty of business to go around. I mean, this is a metro area of 1 million people, and it also has helped me develop that of, I need, somebody looks at me and says, hey, do you know a good realtor? Well, I got a Rolodex of them. So, or do you know somebody that is a florist? Yes, I can name you this one, this one, and this one. So it's helped me be able to help people and be able to kind of guide people in the right direction through those relationships. I think it all comes back to that, right? Like if you said, well, what's five things? Well, they're all going to come back to the fact that we've built relationships. I think I'm on year 12 in the chamber.
You weren't supposed to tell.
Here we are. I'm on year 12 in the chamber, and I've developed real lifelong lasting friendships that we do things, not just chamber events. We go to lunch together or we hang out together. My realtor, Jeff Jones, I met through the chamber, who sold me a house. So that's what it is to me, is it's about those relationships that we all build and feeling in the South Haven Chamber, especially, we feel like a family. You know, we all know each other's kids. We know each other's significant others. We all, hey, how's so-and-so doing? When the unthinkable happens and something goes wrong, you know you've got a prayer circle around you, or you've got people that care about you and will help take care of you. And that's what it's all about. But again, it just comes back to those relationships.
Absolutely. That is definitely one of the things that we as a chamber really push. That, you know, it's not just the motto, it's not just the slogan of relationships create commerce, but they also create friendships that you can't get anywhere else. You're able to build natural, organic, real connections with people, and I absolutely love that. And I love that I get to be a part of that, and that in the same token that we get to help build that business in the process. But I want to thank you so much for coming and joining us and being on the podcast and sharing a little bit about your passion and your knowledge. And I do hope, guys, that you would, when you get ready to book your vacation, reach out to John Maddox. Let him take the stress and the worry out of it. You do enough stress and worrying at work and dealing with your families. So let him take care of that for you. And you just get excited on your countdown to your next vacation. Thanks for joining us for South Haven Business Beat. If you haven't done so yet, please go like and subscribe, and we will see you next time. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor: Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.